Will you be voting in the June 5th recall election? Who's getting your vote in the race for governor? Scott Walker or Tom Barrett, and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, May 24th. We asked that question in the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College poll, and we will discuss the just-released results this hour and look forward to your questions and views. Joining us to talk about our recall poll results and the issues making news on the recall campaign trail are Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College and an associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
And also joining us, Charlie Jacobs, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, Wendy, first the numbers. According to our poll, who are we supporting for governor in the recall election?
Well, right now, Scott Walker gets 50% and Tom Barrett at 45%. And 5% of those likely voters say they're not sure yet.
And the margin of error is 5%.
On each of those statistics, yes. So it's within the error margins.
So does this mean it's a tie, or does it mean Governor Walker has a lead?
Well, according to just our poll, it technically we can't tell that one is ahead of the other. But if you compare it to all the other polls that have been done, which are basically saying the same things that ours is, I mean, that gives it a little bit more credence to show that Scott Walker is probably ahead.
Right off the bat on Facebook, Rhonda asked, did this sample of survey respondents skew conservative? Talk a little bit about the demographics and the methodology.
Yeah, actually, when we asked people about their party identification, it was exactly equal between Democrats and Republicans, 36% and 36%, and then independents was 24%. So we actually did, according to all of our surveys over time since 2001, we actually had more Republicans respond to this particular survey.
Did we break it down to see if there was a bigger lead among independents, for example, for Tom Barrett or Scott Walker?
Yeah, actually, I did look at the party identification, and it's not too surprising that among Republicans, Scott Walker, 92%, among Democrats for Tom Barrett, 90%. So, as you say, the independents are the key. 54% for Scott Walker, 38% for Tom Barrett, and 8% of independents are not sure.
So what does this say to you, Wendy?
Yeah, well, it looks like the other thing that I think is significant here, I mean, as I said, these are likely voters, but we also asked them, are you very likely or somewhat likely to vote? And among the very likely voters, here's an interesting thing, is Scott Walker 49, Tom Barrett 47. So among the somewhat likelies is where Scott Walker pulls significantly ahead, 64 to 18, with 18% of the somewhat likely voters still undecided. So it looks like it's much closer amongst the people who are very, very avid, which shouldn't be surprising, and that's why, you know, it's really going to be about turnout and who they can mobilize.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Jacobs, what's your analysis of these initial poll results?
To a certain extent, unsurprising, again, as Wendy said, because of the trend we've been seeing in a variety of polls that have been in the field over the last several weeks and last several months. So the slight lead within the margin of error for Scott Walker was unsurprising. Again, I think what we've been seeing over time is how the voters seem to have taken up a place in a camp. I mean, we have very few undecided voters in the polls that have come out, including this one, only 5% not sure. And that doesn't leave a whole lot of wiggle room for either candidate in this very close election to try to persuade individuals to their particular side of the case. It seems like we have a very entrenched electorate on this, and I think that also speaks to Wendy's comment about those who are avid voters who are very likely to show up at the polls. And even in your news preceding this segment, you know, a lot of voters voting early, absentee and the like. And so I think what you're seeing is people really want to get in the game and help make this decision. So I think that's what struck me first when I saw this data.
Supporters of Mayor Barrett are pointing to the early voting turnout and lines forming outside of Madison and Milwaukee voting places. Charlie Jacobs, does that bode well for Mayor Barrett?
I think it's really hard to tell. I mean, because we don't know for whom these people are voting. Some have been encouraged by the mailings that have been coming from both the Walker and from the Barrett camps to solicit an absentee ballot or to get to the polls early. But it's hard to tell whether or not Walker's aggressive campaign in this regard is generating support from his voters, or whether or not it's generating Barrett voters to get out and vote against someone that they dislike. So I don't think from the little bit of information we have, we can make a good case one way or the other.
And Wendy, you also asked how people voted in the 2010 gubernatorial election. How does this compare, and what significance is there?
Well, the Scott Walker voters, 52% said that they had voted for Scott Walker in the 2010 election. And not surprisingly, there's very few sort of defectors of what we find in how they voted in 2010. 90% of those who voted for Scott Walker in 2010 are going to vote for him again. That leaves 7% of Scott Walker voters in 2010 going to vote for Tom Barrett, and 4% aren't sure yet. So there are some defectors, if you will, but it's actually not very high. So that notion that we've sort of been hearing anecdotally that perhaps there were people who voted for him in 2010 would now vote for Barrett, we're seeing very little of that, actually.
Mm-hmm. And Charlie Jacobs, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny to see some of the questions that were asked in this poll and some of the results. I mean, we see some rebounding on some issues that seem to accrue benefits to the sitting governor. The state of the economy, voters seem much more confident today than a year ago. So I think really what we're seeing is that even though there might have been some initial reaction to the collective bargaining issue early last year and early in the governor's tenure in office, over time people have warmed to his policies or have gotten a little bit of amnesia about that early issue. And so we're not seeing a whole lot of change in the way voters initially voted in 2010.
We will talk about why our poll respondents support Scott Walker or Tom Barrett in just a moment. And we also want to hear from you. Who are you voting for and why? Is there anyone listening who has not made up your mind? What are you undecided about? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine with two political scientists from St. Norbert College. We are talking about the poll that Wisconsin Public Radio does in partnership with St. Norbert every spring and fall. And today we're discussing the just released results in the recall race for governor. After 7 o'clock, we will talk about how the race for president is shaping up in Wisconsin. Checking our weather forecast for today, it's going to be rainy in the northwest this morning, with potentially severe thunderstorms this afternoon in northern and far western Wisconsin. Meanwhile, partly to mostly cloudy and very windy this afternoon in central and southeast Wisconsin. Highs today will be in the 60s in the north, the 70s in central Wisconsin, and into the 80s in the south. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with St. Norbert College political scientists Wendy Scattergood and Charlie Jacobs, discussing our poll results on who we favor for governor in the upcoming recall election and why. And before we go to the phones, Wendy, we talked a little bit about the demographics of the survey. What about methodology? We do have listeners who want to know if cell phones were included and the other nuts and bolts.
Mm-hmm. This time we did ask a combination of landline and cell phones. We had a response of 406 people that we talked to. And as I said, these were likely voters only, so that's what we asked at the outset. And we were in the field from May 17th through May 22nd.
Good. And maybe down the road, maybe even next week, we can do a show specifically on polling and poll methodology and all the different polls that we're seeing during this election season. But I don't want to concentrate this hour on poll methodology. Let's talk about the issues in the recall race. Who will you be voting for governor? in the recall election. Will it be Scott Walker or Tom Barrett, and why? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Wendy, we did ask Governor Walker's supporters why they were supporting him, or actually we asked, what do you think his biggest success was?
Yes, and by far his greatest success, according to those who support him, are his efforts on the budget and deficit to get that in control. 51% said that. That was followed by 21% who said that they agree with his collective bargaining and union policies. And then third were issues mostly in this category were things like that they felt like he'd followed through on what he said he was going to do, that he stood up to people and followed through on his beliefs.
Mm-hmm. What about Tom Barrett's supporters?
Well, we asked two questions of them. One was, why do they think that Governor Walker should be removed? And the biggest one by far there, 47%, were sort of character issues. Most there being that he was divisive, that they feel like he's dishonest, and that he's using sort of bully tactics, not listening to other people. And then secondly was, again, the collective bargaining and union policies, this time, of course, that they object to those.
Mm-hmm.
So then we asked a third question here of just the Tom Barrett voters, of what they think that Tom Barrett can bring to the governor's office. And by far, 72% said that they were sort of character issues, most of this being that they felt like he would be a unifier. A lot of people in this category talked about the divisiveness within the state, and that they feel like Tom Barrett could really bring people together and work with the state legislature.
So I'm wondering, Charlie Jacobs, if you think the candidates are campaigning on the right issues based on these poll results.
Well certainly the governor is. If you've paid any attention to the television ads, it's what he's been promoting most of all, especially since the new numbers that have been produced by Workforce Development regarding number of jobs created in the state. He's really been touting that number as a reversal of some of the earlier numbers that suggested losses of jobs in the state. So I think he certainly is. And of course, Tom Barrett and the Democrats, I think, recognize that collective bargaining, the wind is really out of that sail. So that's not something that they're focusing on. I think they're focusing on some of the issues related to just the overall character of the Walker administration and the way he's handled himself in office, whether he's been traveling out of state, raising money, his association with big spenders within the party. Those kinds of issues seem to be a central focus of the Barrett campaign.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Charlie Jacobs, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College, and Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science, and she is also an associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. She works with us on this poll every spring and every fall. We are talking about the poll results in our recall race for governor during this segment of the program. And we're asking you, who's getting your vote for governor and why? Gary in Independence joins us first. Hi, Gary.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. What do you think?
I think they should leave Scott Walker in. He's trying to get the state of Wisconsin's fiscal house in order, and that's what it needs. The free days, the free parties are over. We got to tighten our belt and spend what we have and no more.
Uh-huh. And did you vote for Governor Walker in 2010?
No, I just moved over here from Minnesota, but I will be voting for him in the recall.
All right. Thanks very much, Gary. Appreciate your call. So, Wendy Scattergood, Gary thinks that Governor Walker has gotten our fiscal house in order, and that's a common belief?
Definitely. That was the number one issue, by far, people thinking that balancing the budget and reducing the deficit was the most important success from Governor Walker.
Does that mean, Charlie Jacobs, that Tom Barrett needs to do more to say how he would have gotten the fiscal house in order differently?
I'm not sure whether or not that's going to do him any good. I mean, if you look at the question that was asked of Tom Barrett voters about why Governor Walker should be removed from office, not many of them responded it had anything to do with economy and jobs, as though he didn't do a good job. It's hard to infer exactly what they meant by that response, but it doesn't seem as though the voters are clamoring for Walker's removal because he somehow eroded the foundation of the economic house of the state of Wisconsin. So I'm not sure whether or not Barrett can win that argument, and I think he's got to sort of steer clear of that.
Our next caller is Julie in Wausau. Hello, Julie.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. Well, what do you think?
Well, I'm a teacher, and I'm a really proud teacher. I love my job. I love my students. And I think my biggest, and I'm a Tom Barrett supporter, by the way, and I think my biggest concern is I watch the atmosphere in the school every day of teachers who love their jobs and who are so passionate about what they do, and they're so passionate about their rights as teachers. And it's been such he's been such a divisive person. I can't stand to see people arguing with each other about the things that he's done and the things that he's done that seem to be sort of behind other people's backs. I just feel like he's such a dishonest person, and I really hope that Tom Barrett wins and can get in office and turn some of this around and put our state back to not being at such odds with each other. It's just really sad for me to see. And I have to say, my husband has been out of work for since Walker's been in office, and we don't have one of those 30,000 supposed jobs that he's created, and we are really struggling right now.
Mm-hmm. You also, did you vote in 2010, Julie?
Absolutely, and that was my other question. I'm sure there are people that did not vote that have watched what's going on, who have now said, you know, I got to get up and make my voice heard. Have the polls done any polling on that kind of a thing about people who didn't vote in the last election that maybe will come out now and let their voice be heard?
Wendy.
We did, actually. About 8% of our sample said that they did not vote in 2010. And so when we break that down of who they're going to vote for now, 34% are going to vote for Scott Walker, and 63% say they're going to vote for Tom Barrett. So she's right on with that assessment.
Mm-hmm. Could that throw a wrench in some of these poll results, maybe Charlie Jacobs, that there are going to be there's going to be a bigger turnout of voters who didn't vote last time?
I suspect that there's going to be a certain percentage. Whether or not it throws a monkey wrench in is really hard to say at this moment and with the limited data that we have. But, I mean, if you look at some of the polls that St. Norbert did in the months right after the election when the collective bargaining issue erupted, I mean, there was a certain amount of buyer's remorse that we saw in those early polls, people sort of suggesting, if I had only known. So I suspect a certain number of those are going to be eager to cast a vote or change their vote from what they offered in 2010.
Let's go next to Tom in Sun Prairie. Hello, Tom.
Hello. Thank you for having me on this morning. Well, I'm going to vote for Scott Walker. And it's more about not voting for Tom Barrett. I think recently we've talked about the honesty issue. We've recently seen how Tom Barrett, since 2002, has changed the crime numbers in Milwaukee to be more favorable. And there has been no talk about, there's been plenty of talk about Walker and his staff about using resources, but no talk about Kristen Barrett and her using educational resources
All right, yeah, Tom. I know what you're bringing up. There was some emails that she sent from her work computer on political campaigns that had nothing to do with the recall for governor. There has been some talk about that. Is that a big issue, Charlie Jacobs?
Well, I mean, again, as Wendy pointed out earlier, there were some issues that were raised regarding character issues and Scott Walker. But it doesn't seem as though the public is that focused on unnecessarily corruption per se, and I'm not sure again whether or not that's going to be a big winner for Barrett or not, and whether or not it's really going to hurt in particular Scott Walker. In one of the questions that Wendy referenced earlier, only about 9% focused on issues related to, say, the John Doe investigation and the like. So I'm not sure whether or not people are laser focused on those kinds of issues with Scott Walker. I think it's a general sense that we see that when we sort of take all of these various responses regarding issues of character, the category looks big, but it's not any one event that has really turned people off from particular behaviors of the governor.
There are reports in the news that Tom Barrett's violent crime in Milwaukee statistics should be worse than they are because some crimes were not included as violent crimes. Do you have any information on that, Charlie Jacobs, or any thoughts on that?
I don't have the data in front of me, and I'm not exactly sure how much it affects the overall crime rate. I mean, most of these categories set either by the state or by the federal government through the FBI, there are standard categories by which you classify various crimes. And certainly you can cross-classify and you can double-count issues or single-count various criminal events. So there is variability across various districts, towns, cities, and states on the way these things can be categorized. So it's often not comparing apples to apples, it's apples to oranges or mangoes. And so it gets very difficult to make solid comparisons.
Yeah, just a minute before a news break, Wendy, any thoughts on our caller's issues that he brought up?
Actually, only two people specifically mentioned the John Doe notion. Most of the people, when I categorized them in the dishonest, it looked like they were really talking about the process that he was going through with regard to the legislature and passing different pieces of legislation. It didn't really seem that too many people were focused on specifically on the John Doe, but as Charlie said, it looked like it was probably more of a general feeling across a bunch of different issues.
Wendy Scattergood is an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere, as is Charlie Jacobs. We are talking with both of them about the latest results from the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College poll on the recall race for governor. And we want to know, who are you voting for and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our survey results are linked to our Facebook page and also on wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. We'll continue talking about our recall election poll results this hour and welcoming your input. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio at 6:36 on this Thursday, May 24th. As we heard in our Wisconsin Public Radio news, Scott Walker has a slim lead over Mayor Tom Barrett in our poll, 50% to 45%, which is within the 5% margin of error, and 5% said they were undecided. Besides asking likely voters in our poll who they were going to vote for governor in the June 5th recall and why they were supporting Governor Scott Walker or Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, we also asked about their views on collective bargaining for public employees, the issue that sparked the protests last year and the recall effort initially. Do you think public employees should be able to collectively bargain for wages? How about other benefits? Yes, no, and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we will also continue taking your calls on who gets your vote for governor and why as well. We welcome back our guests, both assistant professors of political science at St. Norbert College, Charlie Jacobs and Wendy Scattergood. And Wendy, what are the poll respondents saying about collective bargaining? Do we like this or not?
Well, we asked a couple different questions on this, and we asked whether they think that public employees should or should not have the right to collectively bargain for wages. And the majority, 61%, think that they should have the right to bargain for wages. We asked a second question of whether public employees should or should not have the right to collectively bargain for health and retirement benefits. And this is a little bit less, but still a majority, 54%, think that they should have the right to do this. And then in the third question, we asked whether last year during the budget debate of whether they felt the collective bargaining issue was part of an effort to decrease the budget deficit or whether that was really more about trying to decrease the power of the unions. And 51% think that it's trying to decrease the power of the unions.
Well, how do we How do we figure these into the poll results for governor then? I guess we're not, even if people think public employees should be able to collectively bargain, it's not making a huge difference in the race?
Well, it's definitely split by party. But what's interesting, yeah, if we looked at those questions of those who think that you should be able to collectively bargain for wages, 23% of them are going to vote for Scott Walker. And it's basically the same, 22% of those who think that they should be able to collectively bargain for those issues. And those folks are really people who think that it was an effort to actually decrease the deficit. So even though they agree with their right to collectively bargain, it looks like it's a stronger point for them to control the budget.
What do you make of these, Charlie Jacobs?
I think Wendy hits it right on the head, because I think people are sort of conflicted by their personal pocketbook issues and fears about rising taxes and their own instability at work. And I think we heard in a previous caller about, you know, living within your means and the state tightening its belt. And you often hear voters talking about everybody contributing. And so you may actually believe in something like collective bargaining, even for public employees. But in tough times when the economy is struggling, we all have to sort of pull the rope at the same time with the same kind of vigor. And so sort of theoretically, you can certainly get behind the idea of collective bargaining. But right now, it might be one of those issues that the public is willing to sort of toss overboard in order to build a better foundation for the economy and the state.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Charlie Jacobs and Wendy Scattergood about our survey results on the recall race for governor. And our next caller is Danny in Green Bay. Hello, Danny.
Hello. Voting for Tom Barrett. Reasons, don't trust Walker. One, for the first time when he was talking about being on the phone with the Koch brothers and all that stuff. And then second, because he's got this defense fund and won't let it release any information about who's providing it for him, who gave him okay to use those donations for it.
Why is that a big issue for you, Danny?
I just don't trust him. I mean, there has to be a reason why he won't release the information. I mean, if it's legit, then why not just release, say, okay, this person did it.
Yeah. Your thoughts on this legal defense fund issue, Charlie Jacobs?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sticky one. And I mean, the public and the United States Supreme Court and Congress and even state legislatures are trying to figure out exactly what kind of information should be available to the public regarding donors, what kind of limitations should be in place for campaign contributions and expenditures. So, you know, this is one that I think we're still having a vigorous debate about in the United States. And to a certain extent, I don't think there's a consensus about whom should be exposed for giving money to a particular cause or person and why, because they're real issues of personal privacy. In the Prop 8 debate in California, there was a real concern because one of the groups in support of gay and lesbian rights was releasing various maps on Google Maps about where people live to contribute to causes against gays and lesbians. And so these are issues that are real concern to people. And it may sound trite considering you have millionaires and billionaires giving money to various causes and candidates, but there is an issue of privacy.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, Wendy, that only one or two people brought up the Legal Defense Fund or the John Doe investigation as a primary reason why they were supporting Tom Barrett. So this is not resonating, or could it be that only one or two people said it was the main reason?
Yeah, I think it's that they mentioned it specifically because, mm-hmm. as we said, the biggest thing that people talked about why they think Governor Walker should be removed is that they think he's dishonest. And I think that that covers a lot of issues. It covers the process with the legislature on some of these bills. But I think it does sort of address some of these other issues that, as the caller just said, I mean, they just don't trust him.
Our next caller is Tristan in Madison. Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing this morning? Thanks for taking my call.
And are you really an undecided voter?
Yeah, I always am. Not until the last minute, I wouldn't say, but I try to vet all the information. Unfortunately, with the economy, I work a lot, so I try to give it some time. And living in Madison, I kind of feel like I see a kind of skewed representation of of things, usually one way or the other. So I try to get as much information I can, usually listen to NPR or go to different websites like Real Clear Politics seems to be pretty reliable to me. So.
Yeah, did you vote in the 2010 election?
Yes, I did. I actually voted for Scott Walker, and like I said, I'm going to give it some more time to try and find out all the information. So I really think that's kind of my duty if I'm going to vote, is mm-hmm. to get all the information first.
Yeah. Do you think he should be even up for recall?
Yeah, I think that that's every citizen's rights. If they get together and they get enough votes and that's the rules, then yeah, I think that he can be up for recall. That's a process that we have. If we decide that that's a process that we don't like, then we have to get together as citizens and get rid of that process or change the rules for that process.
But overall, do you generally think that Governor Walker has been doing a good job or not, Tristan?
I guess I'd lean to he's done some things that I wouldn't agree with, but I think we're in a situation where it's some tough calls that need to be made. Do I agree with the way that they've been made? No, likely not, but to say that no decision needs to be made is, or things need to stay the status quo is definitely not the case either. So.
Yeah. Well, so, Wendy Scattergood, there are really undecided voters.
There are. And what would you say are the biggest issues that you're looking at?
Well, I guess it's hard to say, I suppose. I really want the economy to do better. Like I said, I work two jobs, and that part of the reason is because my first job cannot give me a raise right now, and I'd like to maintain my standard of living, so I need to get two jobs. And if Wisconsin wants to maintain its standard of living, possibly we need to make hard decisions. So I don't know it's hard for me just to say that there's one issue. I want to look at the whole thing. I don't think that he's just as Scott Walker's as corrupt as people make him out to be. I think on both sides, they're always talking to somebody that we don't like them talking to because they're part of the citizenry. They not have a voice either. So, like I said, I don't think that there's one issue.
Yeah. What about, Tristan says he's working two jobs and trying to make ends meet. What about the whole jobs picture in the state and whether that, or in Milwaukee, and whether that hurts or helps Governor Walker or Tom Barrett? Charlie Jacobs?
Well, I think some of the questions that were asked in this poll, at least give some good news, I think, to the Walker camp. Asked a question regarding whether or not the state of Wisconsin is going in the right direction or the wrong direction, and 49% of the respondents said in the right direction, 45% in the wrong direction. And, you know, this has slowly been creeping up over time. You know, in a poll that St. Norbert conducted in the spring of 2011, it was only at 38%. And so I think when people have a more positive view about the direction which the state is going and the way the economy is going, the incumbent tends to fare better. That's the way the models usually show. On the other hand, however, compared to a year ago, how do you feel financially? Another question that was asked to the public, only 28% said they were better off now than a year ago, and 44% said they were worse off. But when asked whether or not they thought they'd be better off a year from now, more than half of the sample said that they thought they would. So there's a little variability in the outcomes of those questions, but I think they all point to the idea that the public is feeling a little bit more confident in the way things are going in the state. They're feeling more confident about their future economically, and again, I think that bodes well for the governor in general.
Mm-hmm. Wendy, do you concur?
Yeah, and when we ask them actually about the state economy, we have a significant increase in the percentage of people who think that the economy is better. 42% think that it's better now than it was a year ago. And when we asked the same thing in the fall, only 30% felt it was better. And a year ago, we asked them that same question, and only 18%. So we've had a 24% increase saying that they feel the economy is better over the last year than we had when we asked this question a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tristan said that he had no problem with the recall, even though he says he voted for Governor Walker in 2010. We did hear from a caller yesterday who said he also supported Governor Walker. Or no, let me take that back. He said that he did not support Governor Walker in 2010, but did not believe in recalls. So he was not going to, he was going to vote for Governor Walker because he didn't believe in recalls. Is there any sense, Wendy, from our poll, if people are sick of recalls?
You know, I expected to see that. And not one person in our sample said that.
So that was actually really surprising to me that I didn't hear people saying, well, I'm supporting Walker because I don't believe in recalls.
Okay. Well, by the way, Tristan, you might want to check out the Ideas Network on Friday night, because we will be bringing you live coverage of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association gubernatorial recall debate between Governor Scott Walker and Democratic challenger Tom Barrett. That's Friday night at 8 o'clock here on the Ideas Network. You can listen to this station or online at WPR.org. We are talking about our survey results in the recall race for governor, talking with Wendy Scattergood and Charlie Jacobs, both assistant professors of political science at St. Norbert College. Checking our weather forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy, very windy this afternoon in central and southeast Wisconsin, with rain in the northwest this morning and potentially severe thunderstorms this afternoon in northern and far western Wisconsin. Highs will be ranging from the 60s in the north to the 80s in the south. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 9 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Thursday, May 24th. Coming up after 7, we'll continue to look at our Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College survey results, this time turning to the presidential race. Who do we favor for president coming up after 7 o'clock? And then after 7:30, we will continue our series of candidate forums with the candidates running for state senate in the recall election. We will be welcoming in the Democratic candidate for Wisconsin's 23rd Senate District, Kristen Dexter, coming up after 7:30. Talking with Wendy Scattergood and Charlie Jacobs for the rest of this hour, assistant professors of political science at St. Norbert College, and Art in Milwaukee is with us next. Hello, Art.
I will be voting for Barrett. Among other things, I'm very concerned about the Walker administration's attacks on the rights of workers, not collective bargaining per se, but in terms of rights not to be discriminated against and harassed. They've already repealed two parts of the Wisconsin law against employment discrimination, one in terms of criminal conviction, so that the law required employers to actually judge whether a criminal record had anything to do with the job or not. And one part that's been repealed already, the other part's on the chopping block. There's been a lot of discussion about the damage issue related to equal pay and other issues. We're the only state in our area that now denies such damages. And he's appointed a person to the commission that rules on all discrimination cases who's just basically torn up the law in terms of employment harassment and says people can be harassed on the job for protected basis, you know, age, national origin, race, et cetera, sexual orientation.
All right. Thank you very much, Art, because we have lots of callers and limited time. Let me ask Wendy Scattergood, what about the broader issue of workers' rights and even more specifically women's rights?
Mm-hmm. We did actually have about 4% of the people who said that they felt that Walker should be recalled said that they were worried about the rights of women in general. Most of the people in that category actually talked about the repeal of the equal pay law.
Would you expect that to be even higher?
I was kind of surprised. One of the things that was actually surprising about this survey was that we had 53% of the respondents were male, and that's really, really unusual. I've never seen it that high. So that may be a factor in this, and so one of the things that we're thinking about is what does that mean in terms of mobilization? Are men just really mobilized, and that's why we had this somewhat of an anomaly, or, you know, or whether it just happens to be the sample.
Is it usually more even?
It's usually the opposite of that, actually. Usually we have about that many women.
I get it. Charlie Jacobs, your thoughts on especially women's rights, but workers' rights in general playing into this recall election?
Well, the women's right issue, I was surprised when I saw the low numbers as well, simply because it's been an issue in the news. Governor Walker was accused of trying to sort of dampen attention regarding his signature of a couple of bills regarding women in general, not women's rights as workers necessarily. And, of course, it's been one of those issues that's been on the national stage as well regarding some of the issues of contraception coverage under the Obama's healthcare law and the like. So it is interesting that it doesn't seem to have attracted the attention of the voters in the state. Or some might say that people haven't been distracted by the issue because the issues are much more specific when it comes to the Walker recall about collective bargaining rights and issues of the economy.
Thank you very much, Art. Next, we go to Jim in Milwaukee. Hello, Jim.
Hello, good morning. And I would be voting for Walker because I just see everything that Barrett is saying against Walker. And I heard him on Ben Maron show yesterday, and all he did was attack Walker. He didn't speak about what he's done. If you look at the employment numbers that Barrett's criticizing, we'll see at the end of the month if the federal government does accept those. That throws it out as a non-issue, really. The John Doe probe, he wants Walker to join in the long list of leaks that comes out of this probe. He should know better as an attorney what Walker can do. And then when you look at the Act 10 steps that he took in Milwaukee to save Milwaukee $30 million, but I only did it because I had to. I had no other choice. Well, as he becomes governor, what's he going to do? Is he going to use Act 10 or is he going to shoot it down? And is he going to take credit for anything that he saves the state of Wisconsin rather than just the city of Milwaukee?
All right. Well, I did not hear Tom Barrett on Ben Maron's show, but you can hear it online, WPR.org. All of our interviews with the candidates are archived, so you can listen to them later. But Charlie Jacobs, what about Tom Barrett not saying what he's going to do, but just criticizing what Governor Walker has done?
I think that's the strategy someone in a recall would typically take, because if the public is so aggravated with the incumbent that they are able to garner enough signatures for a recall, it's generally because they're displeased with policies or approaches to governance by the person in office. And so I think that's the strategy you take. It's about that person is doing a poor job, and let me explain to you why. You don't necessarily have to demonstrate that you would necessarily have a roster of policies that you would put in place, but just demonstrating to the public that, yes, this person has been incapable of conducting the job of the governor. So I don't think it sort of mirrors the approach that was taken when Gray Davis was up for recall in 2003. It was all about Gray's record and not about the individual necessarily who'd be replacing Gray.
And your take on that, Wendy?
Well, that's why we asked that question about what do you think Tom Barrett can bring to the table? Because I wanted to try to see, were people just going to say, not Walker? Or did they have actually something sort of proactive that they liked about Barrett? And we did find about 6% of the Tom Barrett supporters, that's what they said, not Walker. That's why they support Barrett. But that was pretty low, 6%. I mean, most of the people actually had things to say about Barrett in particular.
Well, we have just a minute or so to go. Very briefly, Charlie Jacobs, maybe your takeaway from this poll on the recall race for governor.
The poll or just in general?
In general.
In general. You know, I want to point to one little nugget of data, a question that Wendy had in the poll that I found really interesting. That it's a very broad question. It's hard to infer much from it, but it was a trust question about trust in state government. And it asked whether or not individuals trusted the government of Madison to do what's right. And 69% said only some of the time or never. And I found that quite astounding that the public really just doesn't have the warm and fuzzies about Madison and the way in which they're conducting business. And I think that's part of the frustration in the Barrett camp. And I think it's, to a certain extent, just the public's displeasure with the way in which things are going, despite some of the more specific questions. And I think it speaks volumes about just politics in general in the state and nationally today.
Well, we could do a couple hours on that, I'm sure. But Wendy Scattergood, less than 30 seconds, just specifically on the race for governor, your summary of our results.
Well, it looks like it does favor Walker, and I think a lot of the economic indicators that people are so much more optimistic about it shows that sort of favors the incumbent. And when we talk about that with the presidency, I think we'll see some of that same thing.
We will talk about the race for president after the news. Thanks to Charlie Jacobs and Wendy Scattergood. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.